And welcome back to the Tennessee Star Report. It is 7:18 a.m., broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. Well, it's that time of day. It's time for our roundtable discussion with our original All-Star panelist, Carmichael Crum. On Friday, the Supreme Court ruled that Roe v. Wade would be overturned. And now the question is, what's the aftermath of all this, Crum? In particular, I want to talk about what's going on here in Tennessee. So, a couple of pieces of news here. The Tennessee General Assembly passed a law that was signed by the governor that it's a trigger law that said 30 days after the Roe v. Wade is overturned or there's a constitutional amendment, that the trigger law would go in effect. And in the state of Tennessee, abortions would be illegal after, in essence, a 6 weeks gestation period. The Attorney General, Herb Slater, has filed a lawsuit with the Sixth Circuit Court of the federal district courts to implement that immediately. That's one part of the story. But here's the part of the story that I'd love to get your comment on. So Davidson County District Attorney Glenn Funk has said he's not going to enforce that law. Can he do that?
Well, as a non-lawyer, I have no idea whether or not somebody who has a position of authority, and that let's use that particular position of authority, I have, and they've taken an oath of office. I think they take the oath of office to uphold the law. I think that's what that's included in the oath.
They do,
and so it's a mystery to me that someone who is in that position can come out and say overtly, "I'm not going to enforce the law," and this is not a trivial law. This is a major law because essentially what the legislature in Tennessee is saying is that life begins at heartbeat. That's essentially what the legislation is. It's been signed by the governor, and for a local district attorney to say, "Well, I don't agree with that, so therefore I personally don't agree with it, so therefore I'm not going to enforce it."
That's the trouble. And now the Tennessee General Assembly, anticipating this possibility in, let's say, Shelby County and Davidson County, they passed a law that was signed into law, passed a bill signed into law by the governor in 2021 that said if the district attorney in any county fails to enforce the law, the Tennessee Attorney General can ask the Tennessee Supreme Court to appoint a special prosecutor. And that special prosecutor can go forward. It seems to me that that would be the likely next step in this case.
Well, it'd be up to the next attorney general, because our current attorney general's term ends August 31st.
Yeah, Herb Slattery, his term ends August 31st. And the reason is that under our state constitution, from both the 1835 Constitution and the subsequent one under which we're governed now, the 1870 Constitution, Tennessee, Crum, is the only state in the Union that appoints the Attorney General in this peculiar way. The five justices in the Tennessee Supreme Court select the Attorney General to an 8-year term.
Yeah, and you've talked a lot about holding the need to hold public hearings, which I think is a wise thing to do. The position of Attorney General in the state of Tennessee, you've also said, and I agree with this also, that that the most important single factor in their job is using their position to stand up for states' rights against an ever-expanding federal government.
Yeah, and in this particular case, you know, the way this has worked in the past, we've talked about the unusual circumstance of the selection of Attorney General. In 44 states, the Attorney General is directly elected by the people. In 5 states, appointed by the governor and then confirmed by the state legislature. Only in Tennessee, which is this odd violation of, in my view, the constitutional principles of separation of powers, but it is, in fact, the Supreme Court that selects the Attorney General.
And that's constitutional.
That's the state constitution.
Okay,
yeah.
So the only way to change that is to amend
the Constitution.
Amend the Constitution.
And for what, it's not in the cards, Crum. It's not in the cards, I think, to have people have tried to get a direct election. It's just not going to happen in Tennessee. Particularly, though, it's not going to happen as it relates to the appointment of a new attorney general. It is the Supreme Court that will pick the new attorney general. Now, there's nothing in the Constitution at all that says the governor's pick will be rubber stamped. That has been the practice for the past several decades. It's a practice, I think, that needs to be changed. We've called on the Tennessee Supreme Court to hold extensive and robust public hearings on that issue, on the qualifications of the eight finalists. You had suggested, I think, an outstanding candidate to be Attorney General, Jim DeLantis.
Yes.
Who's shown to be a man of courage and character.
Yep.
The chairman of the Davidson County Election Commission, who's involved in litigation right now against his former employer, Baker Donaldson, and fired him because he wanted to have this taxpayer referendum go forward.
Well, he thought that the law required him to move it forward on the appeal.
We are waiting to hear from the Supreme Court as to who they're selecting as the eight. Well, last time it was eight finalists. Anybody who's an attorney in the state of Tennessee can apply. If you were an attorney, would you apply for this job?
Well, I'm not an attorney, so that's kind of a hypothetical.
It's a hypothetical.
It wouldn't matter, yeah.
Yeah, I know. And by the way, to being the attorney general in the state of Tennessee, it requires very strong legal skills. And I'll say this about, and I've been critical of our current attorney general, Herb Slattery, but not because of his legal skills. I think he's a strong attorney, but it's because of his selection of cases to work on. Sometimes I don't think he's selected cases. He has not been robustly in support of the 10th Amendment as it relates to the state of Tennessee, although of late he's finishing quite strong, it seems to me. So we'll see. I do think, though, in this instance, it's important to be able to have public hearings, robust public hearings, on the finalists and ask them the question, hey, if Glenn Funk, one of the questions would be, if Glenn, the district attorney in Davidson County, refuses to enforce the law, will you ask the Supreme Court to appoint a special prosecutor? I think that's one of many questions that should be asked.
Yeah, well, especially since Glenn Funk has already raised the issue.
I mean,
if he hadn't raised the issue, then I'm not sure the question would be appropriate. But he's already said, I am not going to enforce the law. So having said that, as Attorney General, would you appoint a special prosecutor so that the state law of Tennessee is upheld in Davidson County?
And I think in his instance, you know, there are basically two blue counties in the state, 95 counties, 93 are basically red, two are blue, Shelby County, Memphis, and Davidson County, Nashville. That's a blue state, a blue county rather. And I think what Glenn Funk is doing is he's playing a PR game there.
Well, if he doesn't enforce the law, it goes beyond PR.
Let's explore that a minute. What sort of sanctions should be taken against a district attorney who does not enforce the law?
I do not know what the law is, but it seems to me that a person who takes an oath of office to do a certain thing, uphold the law, and then specifically says that law I'm not going to uphold. It just seems to me that there are sanctions or some things that should be done short of a recall. I mean, in other words, you've got this fellow in San Francisco that got recalled.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got Gaston, who is likely to be recalled
in Los Angeles.
But they in their case, now this is not the case with Glenn Funk, so I want to be sure that I'm clear about that. But in their case, they essentially did not hold violent criminals in jail as mm-hmm. they should have.
1 minute.
And those violent criminals then committed murder.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not talking about one or two times. We're talking about numerous times.
And so
the question for me, even in those cases, is the only thing that you could do get rid of them, or are there other sanctions?
Very good question. We'll talk about that and more in additional episodes of our roundtable discussion here, Crom. That's it for this segment. We'll be back in just a minute. This is the Tennessee Star Report. He's Crom Carmichael. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.